Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dan Ficini, don't worry, I'm going back to tell him tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Dan Ficini from Innovation DuPage. You come on once a month or so. You bring us some really cool businesses, and it's always great to remind folks what it is, what you do. You help either new businesses or businesses that have been around for a couple of years, either the seed of an idea or maybe the plant starting to grow, and you help them really take some leaps, right?
Yeah, so we're a business incubator and accelerator. So if you're starting a business, come to Innovation DuPage. We'll help you with your business plan and help you get started. Or if you have an existing business, we'll help you there too, and we'll help you figure out how to scale.
You're based out of Glen Ellen,
yes.
Inside the Village building, right?
Yeah, yeah, right in the heart of Glen Ellen in the Civic Center.
It's a great area, and it's a great place to meet other business owners, make connections, to commiserate with each other of the difficulties of small business, to celebrate successes together. I mean, it really is a great place for people if they're just getting started or maybe they're a couple years in. And Dan, I don't think I've asked you this the last couple times, but I want to. If someone's a new business, they're like, I can't afford to join this. This is going to be hundreds of dollars a month. This is going to be crazy. How much does it cost for a business to sign up with you guys?
As low as $50 a month to join Innovation DuPage. There's different tiered memberships. Our medium level membership is $125 a month. Top tier is $225 a month. So it's affordable, especially for a small business that's already existing. So you can start connecting to resources that'll help you save time, save money, help you grow your business. You get connected to expertise, expert mentors and business advisors. So we think there's tremendous value there.
Two of the people we're going to meet today went through the owner to CEO training. Remind folks what that is.
So it's a 10-week business accelerator course. It's mostly online, 2 days a week. We're actually in our 19th or 20th version of that right now of providing that to the community. So, and you go through with other entrepreneurs and small businesses. And it's for small businesses who have been in business for 2 years, have at least 2 employees and $200,000 in sales. And we help you figure out if you've plateaued, how do we get you to the next level?
And I like that. You told me owner to CEO about 100 times before I put together what that means. The owner of the business with that passion, with the thought, with maybe the clouded brain around it, to the CEO, someone who is running a business in a little bit more efficient way. There's a difference between those two words, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're an owner, you're working in the business, right? You're doing everything, and this helps you start thinking a little bit differently about your business and like how can you work on the business in order for it to grow.
Today you thought we'd honor two folks that do retail or artistic things, but basically ideas for gifts or things to do for Father's Day and really ways to get people to join together and do some cool stuff with some local businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have 50% of our companies are tech, and these are our Main Street businesses.
Yes.
Where, you know, I encourage you to go shop there and get their products. Both of them are pretty cool.
I love that. I love the tech stuff. It's a little heady. Today I can actually understand what we're talking about. And one of the guests we've had on before, Brenda Bickett from a local glass studio. Brenda, welcome back to WGN.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
And Adam Farr from Farr and Switt. This is your first time on our station, right?
Yeah, and it's actually Adam Farr and Switt. So the Farr is pronounced Fair and the last name's Hodge.
Okay. F-A-R-R.
Adam Hodge. Yes, from Farr and Switt Watches, but it's spelled F-A-R-R. That's how fancy watch companies are. You got to know how to sound them.
I was, so in my head earlier today from everything that I was doing.
I know, though.
Okay, so Brenda, local glass studio. The last time we chatted was a couple years ago. I think it was December of 2022. And you were looking to expand into a bigger space, and you've done that. Tell us about local glass studio.
Yes, so Local Glass Studio has expanded into a space that's 4,300 square feet.
Oh.
It's large, but we do a lot of things. We do classes, we have parties, we have spaces for people who want to give a class, can rent out the space and be able to give a class that's very affordable and give them a brick and mortar so they don't have to give classes in their house.
And what are the classes? What happens inside of them?
Well, in our classes, we do stained, fused glass, a mosaic, and we opened up a flame working table that is one of the only flame working tables of its type in the whole I don't know, whole universe, I would like to say.
Just say it. That's fine.
Yeah, I'll just say it. The whole universe.
No one's going to check you. Yeah.
It was blessed by Corning Museum of Glass, so I feel pretty good about it.
That's great. And we'll dive a little deeper into what people can do and how to sign up. But Adam, talk a little bit about your watches. They're really cool.
Yeah. So,
they're different than what you'd expect.
They definitely are. Like we're what's called a micro brand at Far and Swit. So the way I tell people is think of micro brew beers. Like you've got your main Budweiser and that kind of stuff. And then you've got your small noon whistles or whatever that are making craft beer. That's what we are. We make craft watches. We make them in 100 run batches. They're very unique. If you hit up our site, FARRANDSWIT.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. We've got stuff from as low as cassette tape, digital watches, all the way up to Swiss-made automatic watches as well. And we try to keep the price range under $1,000. Usually the sweet spot's right around $400 or $500. But yeah, we design everything here. We get them assembled in Mentor, Ohio, so we keep everything Midwest. And just trying to keep the watch game fresh.
All right, I like that. All right, we're just getting started here. Our conversations with Adam, with Brenda, and with Dan Ficini. All right, Dan Ficini from Innovation DuPage. Oh, I'm going to mess this up. Adam Hodge, right?
You got it.
Hey, from Far and Swit.
Yeah, that works.
Far and Swit. Wait, either what way. Did you tell me in the break?
That I did. I told you the real pronunciation is Far and Swit. So mm-hmm. you'll be saying it wrong like a fancy watch company. And when I do stuff like radio and podcasts, I always say Far and Swit so people can associate it with spelling it when they get to the site.
Yeah,
I don't want them going to F-A-I-R. You know, that's wrong. That's wrong.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong for sure. And Brenda Bickett from Local Glass Studio. Brenda, so what inspired you to start this? Was this a side hustle that turned into the main hustle? Have you always had a passion for this sort of stuff? Why open up a studio for people to come in and play with glass?
I've always had a passion for art. It started in high school, and my favorite place was always our art room and the classes and learning something new and being creative. And I really wanted to get back into that feeling of when you're free and creative and share it with everyone else. I think there's a lot of people out there that feel like they haven't been creative lately. And this gives them a space to do it. And we're welcoming and everyone is so happy at the studio. So
all ages?
All ages.
There's got to be a minimum, right?
Well, of course. Glassworks, we say 6 to 99. So if you're over 100, sorry about that. But we like to introduce glass art to all ages. It's a very fascinating art medium, and it's beautiful. And I think that it's something that is also enhances our community.
Can I sign up just like individually for myself or me and my son or Mike? And obviously he's only 2 months. He doesn't reach the minimum yet. But do that or do I have to like rent out the whole class to be able to be a part of it?
Oh, no. You can go on our website, localglassstudio.com, and book time. You can book Open Studio. You can book Glassworks or any one of our classes. With Glassworks, you can walk in as well. So it's very easy to come in and have a creative experience.
Anything fun you want to plug here coming up that you're excited about?
Yes. So the Hokusai exhibit has come to COD. I believe it's going to be released this next week. So we're working with the Glen Ellen Library, and we're going to have our customers and anyone who wants to come in for free open studio and create a piece that is that resembles the Hokusai, Japanese art. So we're super excited.
The big wave.
Yeah, the big wave. And we're very, very excited about partnering with Glen Ellen Library to do this.
The only reason I knew it was the big wave is because Brenda told me that on Monday when I asked who that was. I just in full transparency. We are talking to someone in glass. I have to be transparent.
Singer.
Oh, you like that? That was pretty good.
Yes.
Adam, why watches? Where did this passion come from for you?
So watches was basically when I was 18. I was on a cruise, and I tell people I walked past a window in St. Thomas and saw the Citizen Pro Diver that like made me stop and walk back, like in a cartoon. And I was
before then. You weren't a watch guy.
No. You know, Casios and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But like, I plunked down $350 at the time, which was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And like, I got into that, and then it slowly just becomes like kind of a passion and an addiction. following stuff around. I was going to watch shows in Chicago. They had a watch time thing here, which was kind of for the jewelers and stuff. But I just got really deep into it, what watches mean. I know things have gotten lost a little bit lately with people checking their cell phones and wearing, you know, Apple watches and smart devices. But, I mean, the watch itself, having them, you know, especially an automatic on your wrist, it just, it's a memento. It grabs lots of memories. It's usually attached to something. So watches, to me, mean a lot. And when you see someone's watch collection, they can go through every piece and give you a story behind it. I think them as a medium for memories and expression is just, it's an amazing piece. I mean, and we're men, right? We don't get a lot of jewelry. So
no.
this is our other way to accessorize our style as well.
Yeah. The watches look great, by the way, F-A-R-R and Swit, S-W-I-T.com, to see them. Because I was kind of blown away at how cool they look. There's retro vibes to a lot of them. There's Chicago vibes to it. You mentioned that there's like microbreweries. There's micro brands.
Yes.
Are there a lot of them in our area, or are you guys pretty unique here?
I mean, Chicago's actually got a pretty good, decent amount. There's an Okanoskr, there's a Haim, there's Astor and Banks. I know I'm missing guys here as well, but yeah, we have there's a whole bunch of, you know, great, really solid micro brand watches. And we had a show back in April where we were all at Wolf Point Plaza over here and had a humongous show. And we've got one coming up, the Wind Up Chicago, which is going to be in July as well. So there's a whole community. There's like an underground community that if you really get into it, it's passionate people that just really love. And they love the micro brands because we make unique stuff and collectible stuff.
Do you find that customers, much like people that want to visit every brewery in the area, want to watch? If they're a watch person, they're trying to find these local watches and collect them all in a way?
Yeah, like there's no end to your collection, right? If you run out of slots in your watch box, you buy a new one. That's usually the saying. So, yes, there's guys who like they want to grab, they see this, and oh my gosh, I've been pining for this for a while. I'm going to grab this one. And a lot of it is like the style and the design and the dials that we have. And that's how you kind of differentiate yourself like we do with just really unique stuff.
That's cool. Yeah, that's great. Brenda, what does Innovation DuPage mean for you and your business? What has it meant?
Well, Innovation DuPage has been a partner through this whole journey. I had a lot of ups and downs, I would say, going through building out this large space. And they've always been willing to lend a ear, lend a hand, offer a resource. So Innovation DuPage has been a business partner in this whole journey.
That's wonderful. Adam, how about you? Same question.
Yeah, so when I started, this was a passion project. It was something I did for fun, and they've kind of like helped me grow it and be serious about it and connect with people. And like all the stuff I get to do with universities, the owner to CEO program, just being around people in the Innovation DuPage helps bring you up. So, and I do this full time now. So it's been help. Like she said, they're along with the journey for you.
All right. Well, let's make the elevator pitch. Brenda, where should people go? Who should be reaching out to you? And maybe there's a Father's Day plug in there, too, for this, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone should come to Local Glass Studio and experience glass art, whether it's flame working or stained glass or fused glass, and learn about, you know, this very creative space as well. So for Father's Day, definitely come in. Bring your dad. He may have been creative once before the kids showed up. and this is a really great outlet for families and dads and kids to really bond. Because as you know, art transcends generations and everybody relates to it.
I come from a family of artists. My mom was a public school art teacher for nearly 40 years. And my grandfather, a watercolor artist that made his living doing that. LocalGlassStudio.com in Glen Ellen. Adam, make the pitch, my friend. 30 seconds.
Yeah, so watches, they last a lifetime. Especially the stuff we make. They're going to be memories. Great Father's Day gifts. If you have a Cubs fan, a father who's a Cubs fan, we've got a watch. It's called the Northsider. It's got the map of Wrigleyville on it, and it lights up in the dark. David Ross actually wore this for 2 seasons when he was managing. Awesome watch. I created a special coupon code for you guys.
Ooh.
WGN at checkout will save you 15%, which is pretty big coupons for us. But yeah, reach out to us. Follow along on social media. I'm always available. You can ping me via the instant message or direct message. Stay in touch with us. We love working with the community. We love doing stuff locally. And go check us out.
InnovationDuPage.org is where everyone can go, Dan.
You got it.
Adam took all of your time there. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We'll talk again soon.